Therefore, since we have identified the beloved object, namely covetousness, let me show you how much she despises and detests you. Let's look at the many swords she sharpens against you, the numerous pits she digs, how many nooses she ties, and the countless precipices she sets up, all with the purpose to harm you. Perhaps then you may break free from her charm. How do we gain this insight? We learn it from the highways, wars, sea, and courts of justice, for she has filled the sea with blood, often tainted the swords of judges against the law, and provided weapons to those ambushing day and night on highways. She lures men to overlook nature, orchestrates parricides and matricides, and ushers all kinds of evils into human life. This is why Paul calls her a root of these things. She doesn't allow her followers to be in any less miserable condition than those working in mines. They remain entombed in the caverns of greed, voluntarily imposing on themselves unbreakable chains of punishments. These individuals remain in these miserable mines day and night, digging without limit and increasing their hardship. The sad part is that they don't even despise their misery. Much like a pig in mud, they enjoy wallowing in the filthy mire of greed, enduring worse conditions than those in the mines. If you wish to understand how much worse off they are, hear the experiences of those condemned, and then you will comprehend the plight of the others.